Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. Welcome back to celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner, chairman and the founder of BNI, Business Network International, BNI.com. Check that out, folks. IvanMeisner.com is his own website where you can find his blog and all of his books, Networking Like a Pro. Who's in Your Room? That's the new one, I think, and also A Room Full of Referrals. Those are the last two, aren't they?
Yes, close enough. Okay.
So, folks, in the previous segment, Ivan was telling us about this great story, this wonderful story about how he walked up and found the wallflower in this amazing party of ultra-rich people. And one of them was a guy sent over by himself, and he walked over to him. It turns out it's Bert Rutan, one of the great aviation pioneers of our time. And like a dummy, I said something about, I alluded to the fact that he had passed away. Well, guess what? He hasn't passed away. He's very much alive, as am I for the time. As am I for the time being. Anyway, I had somebody else in my head when I was thinking of that, but I wasn't confused about who Bert Rutan is. I know very well who he is.
No, you knew who he was, and a lot of people don't know.
I've been following his work for 45 years. So you got more to the story, though. Finish the story.
But he said he could do it in his lifetime, and I believe him. I mean,
he wanted to go to the moon. He believed we could go to the moon and back as tourists
around
his lifetime.
Yeah, as tourists. I think that's incredible. I love the British have a term for it. I love it. I was gobsmacked.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, I founded the largest referral networking organization in the world.
In the galaxy.
Tens of thousands of people during my tenure in BNI, and I can easily say that this is one of the most interesting conversations I've ever had with someone at a party. And yet, he was a wallflower. He was in the corner by himself. And I think this goes back to Dr. Goldstein's belief that we should always look for the wallflowers in the room. Mm-hmm. Not everyone is going to be a Bert Rutan, but I found that most of the wallflowers are really interesting and worth the conversation. And you never know if you're going to walk into a Bert Rutan or a Bill Gates. So look for those wallflowers.
This has happened to me. I've walked up to people that I didn't know who they were, but I'm more likely to do that. The experts tell me I'm an ambivert. An ambivert is someone who can be in a crowd and flourish in a crowd, but who also can keep his own company. And that's kind of the way I am. I can go either way. I don't mind being alone. I don't like big parties. I like small parties. But when I'm at a big event like that, I often will look around and see if there's anybody standing alone. And I walk up to them and just say hello and just see what happens. Just say hello and tell them who you are and just see what happens. And in that situation, if you're the approacher, introduce yourself, say hello, maybe make one comment very short, and then shut up and listen. What do you think, Ivan?
Oh, I think you're absolutely right, as a matter of fact. And I know we've talked about this in a previous interview we did. In the survey that I did on what makes a great networker and a really horrible networker, some of the worst traits were the people who are self-promoters and, you know, ask for the business on the spot. You got to do exactly what you said, which is going up and, you know, ask a couple of questions and then listen. Find out who you're talking to. And that's what makes a great networker is you know, not being fearless, but listening and having a positive attitude and being authentic.
Sometimes people have to get a little courage to do something like that. You know, some people have a hard time.
Yeah.
You and I are not like that. I mean, we'll walk up and talk to anybody, but some people do. They're reticent to do that. They're reluctant to go to walk up and just say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" Right. But you got to get a little courage. And one of the things I tell people, Ivan, I'll let you wrap it up for us. I tell people, look, nothing, if you do that, tell yourself nothing bad will happen from me doing this. So what have I got to lose? What do you think?
I think you're right. Nothing bad will happen. And let me give you a technique for the introverts in the room. Find somebody that you know and ask them to introduce you around the people they know.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so much easier for the introvert when someone says, hey, let me introduce you to my good friend here, Jim Blasingame. Hey, did you know he runs a radio show? And you just make that introduction, and the mm-hmm. introverts, it's so easy for them. So find a connector in the room
right.
who you know who will walk you around and introduce you.
BNI.com, BusinessNetworkInternational.com, IvanMeisner.com. How many chapters and how many members again, Ivan?
As of this morning, 9,206 chapters. We're moving towards that 10,000 number, and we've got over 262,000 members in more than 70 countries. BNI.com, you can find
almost 10,000 members and over a quarter million chapters and over a quarter million members. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen. Ivan, come back soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.